Good morning. My guest this morning is none other than Will Durst, who needs no introduction. Good morning, Will.
Hey, Mr. Roland. How's it going, man?
Just fine. Thank you. We are going to be talking about, listen to this, the big fat year-end kiss-off comedy show number 25. Talk about that. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, we've been doing this, obviously, for 25 years. Actually, we did it a couple more years, but we didn't have the name. So it's probably like the 28th or 29th.
Uh-huh.
But what we do is we take all the events of the year, the comedic events. I mean, we're not going to be talking a lot about the snipers in Vegas or terrorist acts or any of that, but the comedic events.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple. I mean, some years aren't, shall we say, fertile grist for the comedic mill. This one was. And we take the events, and it's six comics, and we do skits and sketches and stand-up and songs, and it's all about the preceding year. And then we go around the seven Bay Area counties, and we mock and scoff and taunt, and oftentimes with taste.
Good. Well, I'm looking at your press release, and you say some pretty good things right there about Anthony Scaramucci and Steve Bannon.
I know, Scaramucci, that was only 10 days.
I know.
That was 1/36th of the year, and and yet he was so indelible. He's the guy who... Well, shall we say that he proffered up the opinion that Steve Bannon wanted to commit self-fellatio. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio.
I think you are.
I think I got away with it. I think I did it delicately. And then he lasted 10 brief, and he was so fertile. Oh, man, I was looking forward to him. And then he got pounced.
Well,
by the new chief of staff, John Kelly,
right.
Immediately. But Scaramucci, just his name sounds like a 15th century
right.
Commedia dell'arte villain. You know?
Yes. And Steve Bannon, what does he sound like?
Well, he's a white supremacist with feelings. You know, he's white supremacists have feelings, too. Unfortunately, most of them involve you and I not being here.
Yes, right.
Yeah, he's the Nazi whisperer.
So you are doing 12 shows in 13 days. Fortunately, there's not a whole lot of space in between the locations of these shows, but the three that are closest to us are the Throckmorton Theater in Mill Valley is one, and the Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma. That's a very nice venue. And the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. And those are in that order, January 1st, the 4th, and the 6th.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, buddy. Yes. Well, we love our Sonoma County. I mean, it sounds like I'm sucking up, and I am.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also true. It's easier to suck up when it's true that you guys up there are our target demographic. You're people who read or know someone who does, and that's what this show needs. This show needs people who actually look at a newspaper. Also, as a warning, I don't want to put anybody off, but this show is not for everyone. If you think that the current occupant of the White House is a breath of fresh air, ooh, geez, you might be better served by staying.
Right. I agree. Let's tell people that the best thing that they can do to get tickets, I think they can get tickets...
At all the websites, of course.
Yeah, right.
The best way to get tickets for the 142 Throckmorton is go to their website, or the Sebastiani Theater on the 4th is to go to Roger's website, the guy who runs it, Roger Roten,
uh-huh.
Sebastiani Theater, and the Healdsburg, the lovely Raven Theater. That's on Saturday the 6th, or they can all be found on my website, which is willdurst.com. Or, and there's
yes.
another, or you can go search us out on Facebook and just look up Big Fat Year. You can't do Big Fat, because if you do Big Fat, then you end up with, shall we say, plus-size ladies not wearing a lot of clothes.
Right. Okay. Will, thanks very much for talking to us, and good luck on your comedy show tour, the Big Fat Year-End Kiss-Off.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great 2018. Hope it's a little better than this pile of cirrus we just lived through, but it doesn't have very big shoes to fill.
Great. Thank you, Will. And once again, thanks to Will Durst. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.